Cirrhosis. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the teleconference, a technique called Sharing the Joy. This is a conference call and continuing education for the general public. And again, my name is Debbie Rosas. I'm one of the co-founders of the NIA technique. And these calls are designed to provide not only new students with information to hopefully help them become enticed enough and interested enough that they begin to bring NIA into their life and choose it as a practice. It's also designed to help those students who are already involved in NIA by providing them with a little more information that might help them to get a little bit more in their practice of working at home or actually working with a NIA teacher. So I'd like to welcome everybody, and I would like you to, if you could please, just hit number six on your phone, and that will mute all the calls. And when we get ready to together, I'll just ask you to hit six again, unmute it, and I'll be able to hear you, and you can ask. All right. So again, this is Sharing the Joy, the telecourse for the general public, and our topic this evening is on natural time. And I chose this topic for a couple of reasons. Carlos and I are in the process this week of doing a white belt, and I just finished yesterday doing the session on natural time. And every time I offer this session and I watch new students experience what it's like to connect to their own natural time way of moving and to their to the simplicity of moving 13 joints and really connecting with what we believe to be one of the greatest skills to develop, and that is organic skill. I'm reminded how important it is to have a relationship with the sensation, of natural time. So it's not just the concept, but it's also the sensation that we're after. What I'd like to do is just take a moment and share with you some words and some language that will help you understand cognitively what we mean by natural time. And natural time is a way of looking at time from a non-mechanical way, from what we call an organic way. And natural time works with a code, and that code is a numerical equation of 13-20. 13 meaning that there are 13 joints in the body. That's for you to remember. But 13 also, in natural time, connects us to the universe. There are 13 moon cycles, and these moon cycles, the ebbing and flowing, the waxing and waning of the moon, bring us in touch with the natural cycles of the universe and the world around us. When we begin to live our life in natural time, what happens is we're no longer governed by a clock. We're no longer governed by a 1260 structure. In many ways, a 1260 structure, the 60 minutes, 60 seconds, the 12 hours, that structure takes you out of your intuitive sensory relationship with your body and with life. And because one begins to become disassociated from sensation, what happens is we begin to live life from thinking rather than sensing. And that creates a disconnection between you and your body, and more importantly, between you and sensation. And that means you're shut off from feel-good sensations, or possibly even painful sensations. So natural time is meant to, first and foremost, bring you back into your body so that you improve your sensory IQ. It is also meant to connect you to the practice of the 13 joint renewal exercise. So let me talk about that. There are 13 main joints in the body, and in almost any NIA experience, you will have integrated movement using those 13 joints. However, what do you do when you're at home and you want to have something that you can do for 60 seconds that will actually help to not only help you self-heal, but also improve your sensory IQ, the awareness of sensation? You practice the 13 joint renewal. This means that you go through, starting at your left ankle, which is joint 1, you go through all 13 main joints in the body, moving them to activate the flow of energy, which is going to, of course, make you more sensory aware. So right now, where you are, go ahead and activate your first ankle. That's the left side. And you'll notice that you can flex, and you can point, and you can circle. And based on the design of the body, what we call the body's way, you're able to actually move your foot up and down, front and back, and also rotate it a little bit to the side because of the shin bone. Now go to joint number 2, your left knee. You can bend, extend, maybe you want to circle your shin bones a little bit. Just activate your left knee. And then go to your left hip. You can do this by moving your thigh bone or turning your toes in or out or swinging your leg, or maybe even stabilizing your feet and legs so that you actually move your pelvis instead to activate the hip joint. And now I want you to go to the left wrist and begin to activate movement of the wrist. You might wave your hand or circle the hand. And now the left elbow. Bend, extend, reach your arm up, in front, behind you. And now joint 6, your left shoulder. You might swing your upper arm bone around or wrap your upper arm bone front and back. Or turn your palms up and down so that you rotate the upper arm bone in the shoulder joint. Now joint number 7 involves your entire spine from the very, very top, which is right between your two eyes, to the tail. And that's at the base of the sacrum. So move the top and the bottom and sense all of the 26 vertebrae in between moving and undulating like a string of pearls. We call this joint 7. Now joint 8 begins on the right side of the body at the top, at the shoulder. So now again, activate your shoulder joint by turning your palm up and down and moving your upper arm bone. And then the right elbow, maybe reaching back behind you or out to the side. You can feel the bend and extend, the crease of the elbow opening and closing. And then the right wrist, activating the wrist, using your hand, turning your palm up and down, waving. And now move into the right hip. Again, you can move the thigh bone or the pelvic girdle so that you feel movement at the ball and socket in the hip joint. And now your right knee, and then finally, your right ankle. That's the 13th joint. So you began on the left side of the body with your left ankle. So from the base, you moved up the left side of the body, down through the center of your entire spine, which was 7. And then you started at the right side at the top, so that you actually end up back at the base. These 13 joints, when you move them, you activate the movement of energy. And that movement of energy floods your tissues, it feeds your cells, and it also wakes up an intelligence in your body called proprioception. You have sensors, little sensors inside all of your 13 joints, that when the joint is healthy, when the joint can provide you with mobility and stability, and there's the proper space and room for movement around the joint, then that sensor sends you a signal and sends a signal to your whole body, to all its body parts, that helps that one part work in relationship with the whole body in a very balanced and harmonious way. In other words, activate the movement of your 13 joints and you improve your balance. Activate the movement of your 13 joints and you improve the flow of energy throughout the whole body. Activate the movement of your 13 joints and you improve body awareness and most of all the intelligence that we call sensory IQ intelligence. One of the greatest gifts of working with natural time is that you're able to claim your autonomy. You're able to claim your body's way of moving. This means that you get to spend time with your way of moving and your way of doing things. It means that you have time to notice and pay attention to the details. How do I move? How does my ankle joint move, and how does my ankle joint feel? Is my left ankle joint more mobile than my right ankle joint? All of this is excellent information. I would encourage you to take the mobility and stability test, which takes you through the 13 joints in the NIA book, which you can find on the website or by calling our 1-800-762-5762. This mobility test will give you an opportunity to not only discover which joints need self-healing, it'll also let you know which joints are really healthy. And taking this test over once again, maybe once every 2 months, can give you some feedback as to how your body is changing from doing your NIA practice. The science of natural time is that your body is coded to really be in natural time and to connect with natural cycles. You might think of these natural cycles as an internal rhythm that you're connected to, that you can sense, such as when you lie down or sit down to meditate and you want to focus on your breathing, you want to listen to the beat of your heart. You're listening to an internal cycle and a rhythm. And these cycles and these rhythms are evident in our life, not only with our breath, but also the cycle of birth and death. There's an external cycle of the moons and the tides. And these cycles set up a rhythm and a movement of energy outside of you that affect your body. So to be in tune with the cycles of life in many ways is like playing an instrument in the orchestra of life. In NIA class, when you dance in your own way and you listen to your body's way that says, can you slow down? Will you speed up? Can you turn your toes in a little bit more? You're listening to an internal rhythm and the voice of your body that says, please connect, reconnect to sensation and reconnect to this ever-present dance, this natural time flow that happens within, so that your dance on the outside has a flow. Yes, we live in a life where we have to be attentive to mechanical time, and yet there is a way for you to live in a world that is that may be ruled by the clock or the calendar by taking moments in your day or in an hour where you allow yourself to be in the flow of natural time. Not looking at a clock, not eating necessarily at 12 o'clock, but waiting and saying, in my own natural time, when my body tells me I'm hungry, I will eat. In my own natural time, when my body says I am sleepy, I will sleep. In my own natural time, when my body says, let's move away from the computer and go for the walk for 10 minutes, I will listen. You can develop the skill of moving with the sensation of natural time and in your everyday life by connecting to the sensation of pleasure. You can develop the skill of connecting to the sensation of natural time by letting go of copying the pace of someone else, such as your teacher, or copying their form and following them. You can connect to the sensation of natural time by learning what is the internal speed that supports me in moving efficiently and effectively. And you can connect to the sensation of natural time by merely walking and throughout the day checking in with each of your 13 main joints to find out Is energy flowing? Am I allowing natural time energy to move through me so that I am expressing myself not with a mechanical rigid body, but with a very fluid and dynamic body? Imagine that your joints are secret treasures that are waiting to be unlocked. And as you walk, and as you reach for a glass, as you sit in a chair, connect to the magic and to the beauty that is inside these joints. Sense the energy of self-healing traveling through, and let the beauty of movement be expressed in 13 unique ways through your 13 joints. The other part of this movement of energy in natural time is equally as important. And I mentioned to you that when you activate movement in the joints, you have sensors, and that these sensors help you with balance. The equation of natural time, 13-20, 13 joints, the 20 stands for your 20 digits. And this is the other half of natural time practice called measurement. If you reach for something on your desk right now, or you reach for a pencil, what is it that makes it possible for you to reach out and not knock something over? Who's measuring? Who inside of you is measuring that lets you know to lift your foot up, to step on the step without tripping, without falling, or stepping down the step? This is that sensory IQ wisdom that lives inside of you, that moves through your tissues, that communicates with your nervous system, that communicates with your brain and your body, your heart, your mind, your emotions. It is the body's ability to measure that makes it possible for you to move and for you to sense distance without cognitively even paying attention. So this evening when you leave, and as you get off this phone, and as you reach possibly for the fork to eat your dinner, or for a glass to drink water, or as you reach for the drawer to open it to pull out your pajamas, just marvel for a moment that there's something about natural time movement and the wisdom of the body that makes it possible for you to self-organize yourself, not consciously, but unconsciously your body is doing this for you, so that you can move and your body can measure itself and you can elegantly move through life. Add movement and measure to everyday activity, and you add grace, and you feel harmonious, you feel at peace. Natural time is the body's way. Natural time movement is Nia's way of saying, we respect you, we respect your body, and we see you as an autonomous, unique individual with a body, mind, emotion, and spirit that is uniquely yours. So I'd like to open up for calls of questions. And in order to ask a question, all you have to do is please hit 6, and that will unmute you. And this is Debbie Rosas sharing the joy, the general public teleconference call. We're talking about natural time. However, I am here to answer any personal question you may have.
Hi, Debbie. Jacqueline Keene here.
Hi, Jacqueline.
It's funny that you're talking about natural time, because that's been the time or the part of the 13 principles that has been following me for the last few months, in fact. And so it's funny that you mentioned that. It's during my white belt, it's the least principle that I actually even paid attention to. Like, I said, well, that's interesting, but I didn't quite get it. But as a clergywoman, there's a word that the church uses called Kairos time.
Uh-huh.
And I've been kind of playing around with the natural time that Nia talks about in the Kairos time, which is different from Chronos time, meaning chronological. That's where we get the word chronological and sequential.
Absolutely.
Kairos time means in Greek is an appointed term, an appointed time. And I've been using these almost interchangeably, but with, you know, without making it the same, of course.
Uh-huh.
But there's something beckoning in me, and I'm not really quite sure, you know, how to communicate that or live into that. But today you've really kind of helped me unlock, you know, some joints or some mental blocks, you know, in that regard. And so I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You know, and any language that you use is meant to enhance the experience. And so regardless of what words you're using, just remember that you want to use them so that people enhance their in-body experience. And certainly working with a specific religious group or order, you want to use language that will make sense to them. Okay, this is Debbie. I'd love to take a call from you. We're talking about natural time. All you have to do is hit 6 to unmute your call. I know there's more questions out there.
Hey, Debbie, this is Casey calling.
Hi, Casey.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good. It was great to hear your presentation. It was very poetic, and I loved it. One of the questions that I had was why do you start counting the joints? Why do you start with the left ankle as a way of counting?
The left side of the body is the feminine side. The left side is where things go out, the right thing, that come in, and the right side is where things go out. And you're also starting, the movement of energy starts in the physical reality, in the physical through touch, through the things that are closest to the earth. So we come from the earth and we return back to it.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. I actually never knew that, so I really appreciated that.
You're welcome.
And do you tie in systemic movement to natural time, and how do you do that?
Okay, I do. And I say that the sensation of natural time, when you have all 13 joints integrated, is one of systemic movement. And so the result of moving energy through all 13 joints and keeping the energy moving would be one of having energy systemically recycled through the body.
Okay, great. So when you just did your white belt, did you do an exercise for that?
Well, I take them through all 13 joints.
Yes.
And I remind them of the sensation of natural time is a systemic sensation of ease, dynamic ease, where all the joints are suspended between this vertical alignment of gravity below and an energetic above. And then what I do is I'll have them practice and say, okay, now move. And move all your joints except your left elbow and left wrist.
Okay.
And then they can feel what the lack of systemic energy is.
Okay, that's good. That's reverse. That's good. I like that. You know, I was sitting at my desk the other day, and I was taking some Motrin for something.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was, is that I dropped one of the tiny pills, and I caught it between my knees.
Oh.
And I said, now that is good. That is my ability's natural time
uh-huh.
to sense things so quickly.
Yeah, and that's measurement, boy, and sensing. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and just like all those little things that we do, and how I notice when people are older, how they lose the skill of natural time and depth and their spatial relationship. And I know on myself, when I'm moving really fast, I bump my head, I do whatever, because I've now maxed out my natural time. I'm no longer in natural time. That's when my accidents happen and I bump myself. And I notice, I love to walk that edge of natural time and when my body can sense it, and when I've lost it because my drive or my mind is pulling me into something faster than my body is willing to go. And it's a very interesting sensation to be aware of that and say, natural time, wow, that's natural time. That is so amazing how the body will adapt to that or
yeah.
not adapt
and
to it.
You bring up an important key that about natural time, and that is how it affects our natural reflexes, our body's reflexes. And so, you know, reflexes are an important part of the body. They're a way to be safe and to respond, and they can become diminished as we lose mobility in joints. And so the joints are very important in maintaining the ability to have a reflex reaction. And that can be important, as you said, when you're dropping a pill, catching between your knees, or jumping out away from a bus, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Super. Thank you, Casey. That's great.
Hey, thank you, Debbie. It's great to hear you.
Yeah. Well, this is Debbie Rosas. It's 5:30, and I want to say goodbye. I want to thank you for joining me this evening. Call tomorrow. That call is available for anyone who is teaching NEA or has been through the NEA intensive. And if you've not taken the intensive, you might want to consider it. We have a wonderful team of 16 trainers that offer the NEA intensive throughout the country and also outside of the United States as well.
Debbie.
Or www.neanow.com and find information there. Have a wonderful evening, and remember, stay in sensation and connected. Good night.